Is steak cooked well done going to increase in popularity while Trump is president? Because you saw this with Reagan. Reagan was a jelly bean guy. See, he ate jelly beans. This is before we knew as much about diabetes as we do. Reagan used to be a smoker. When he quit smoking, he replaced it with jelly beans and still maintained a pretty good physique. So kudos to you, Ronald Reagan. And then I think it was with Bush, with H.W. Bush, I think it was pork rinds, which is a tough one to pull off. And yet I'd never heard of or tried a pork rind until they were talking about it with George H.W. Bush. And then I ended up trying pork rinds. They weren't my bag. And then I don't think like Clinton, it was just Clinton, it was like anything and everything fast food, McDonald's in particular, because he stopped on a run there. I don't think Obama had, did Obama have a food preference that anybody talked about?
Not that I can think of.
The Marlboro here or there, but they managed to keep that under wraps. Now, didn't they?
That is a good point. That
interesting
was kind of
how they kept that under wraps.
My most hated foods. I wrote down my list is eggplants, radishes, and raisins. Those are my most like. Those are foods that I will not consume. I will not have any of those things in the other food that I have, salads or whatever.
It looks like Ohio chose pesto is the thing that it hated most. I love pesto.
Pesto, it's fine.
Tennessee said foraged food. So I don't know.
Like in a field?
Is it foraged food? Yeah, like alfalfa? I don't understand what foraged food is. I would go ahead and say cottage cheese. Cottage cheese.
You hated that much?
Well, this is the thing. I used to like cottage cheese, but somewhere along the way, the notion of cottage cheese just got me.
Okay.
Like, it was like, I don't know, like, what are these? It feels too, like, phlegmatic almost. Like, it's just like this chunky, nasty cheese stuff that now all of a sudden I have an aversion to cottage cheese. Did this happen to you? Was there a time in your youth when you first realized that meat was actual animals? And like, I
try not to really think about it in detail.
I remember I was like 5 or 6 years old and I found out that meat was actually animals and it just freaked me the hell out. And there was a period, it was probably like 3 days where I couldn't eat meat because I realized like, oh, wait a second. You're just like,
I think I saw
my dad cleaning a deer. And he explained everything to me, and that did it to me, yeah.
I have to say this, though, because we're discussing here on a Tuesday morning this Mental Floss article based on the dating app Hater, the most hated foods by state based on the app that they have, which matches people based on things they hate. I got to call some BS on this map because I'm looking at this, and I'm getting a very distinct feeling, Seth Payne, that some of these states are trying way too hard. Like, most hated food in California, it's Chick-fil-A.
Uh-huh.
In Maine, it's Asian fusion. In, I think, Montana, it's pumpkin spice anything. In, like, Idaho, it's dim sum.
Or Oregon, of course, fast food in general. Fast food.
Come
on. How the hell does the whole state hate fast food? No, the West Coast is trying way too hard. One of my followers on Twitter, I angered because I said this on Twitter last night, that it was clear the West Coast was trying way too hard. He said, oh, it's a joke and you're calling out the whole state. You're ignorant, man. Ignorant. Well, now Washington makes sense. They're saying Keurig K-cups.
Okay, that's logical.
Well, now politically, I'm trying to remember who was I can't keep my boycotts straight anymore. Wasn't somebody boycotting the Keurig? Was it conservatives or liberals?
I think it was conservatives because there was something involving Sean Hannity and they pulled advertising.
Keurig stop advertising with the NRA or something?
I need an
app to keep track of my boycotts. That's the next big app that has to come out. It's like, yeah, are you liberal or are you conservative? Here's what you need to be boycotting apparently to save the world. That makes sense, at least, because that's the home of Starbucks. So it's almost like a, hey, we're going to protect our homegrown and say Keurig K-Cups.
Yeah, I think this I'm looking at the map of all the states, and I feel like what this really is the most unpopular foods in some states.
Wait, who is that? Really, which state is this? Is that Montana that says gluten-free?
It's
embarrassing.
I think it's Wyoming. I think
is that maybe. Wyoming? Oh, that is Wyoming. Is it not? Yeah.
It's either Montana or Wyoming. Gluten free. Like, come on.
No, wait. That's Montana.
Okay, that might Montana. Wyoming's above Montana. Is that the case?
You're right. Montana's way up top, isn't it? You're right. That is Wyoming.
You're in the loop.
Yeah.
something that I see, and I don't know, Seth, that this is like a serious thing. The idea of trading Dallas Keuchel.
Oh, you got to do it.
Why?
You got to do it.
This, to me, is the dumbest Astros idea that I've seen in 2018.
You got to find a contender that like, has a good relief pitch. I don't know. I don't know exactly why you would want to get rid of the thing is the Astros are in the position there where they would be trading for rental players.
Yes.
So you're not going to trade away a good rental player. And maybe by some stroke of circumstances, maybe you do end up finding somebody that's in the NL that you don't feel like has a great chance of meeting up within the World Series or whatnot.
And that would be the kind of team that you would trade with.
But you're really looking at, like, you're a buyer at this point, and you will be for the next several years.
And just say this out loud. Just think about how this sounds. You have right now one of the very best starting rotations in the last 100 years of Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
Why would you trade one of the pitchers, particularly when a couple of the pitchers in your rotation, Charlie Morton, Lance McCullers, haven't always had the best track record of durability? I know people are going to say, hey, Keuchel's a free agent, and they might just lose him for nothing. Here's the thing about that. First of all,
like most Asians are free other than the ones in North Korea, okay? Just to be clear about that.
So Dallas Keuchel's going to be a free agent. Okay, well, if you keep him, which they will, then you're going to get the benefit of having the last third of the season plus the postseason and what he's able to do in that stretch of time. Plus, not to get too nerdy on you, but they can give him a qualifying offer in which if he gets a contract that is worth enough for him, which he probably will, then you're going to get a draft pick in exchange for that, which for a team that is this good, I mean, they could use those kind of draft
picks.
And you're just in a situation where I'm not going to trade. Like, you never, ever, ever, even when you have Colin McHugh and Brad Peacock in the bullpen, you never have enough depth in your starting rotation. This guy's a former Cy Young Award winner. I know he wasn't good against Cleveland this weekend. He wasn't great, but he wasn't horrible. The last three outings, Texas, Oakland, and the Yankees, Dallas Keuchel pitched well.
Are we starting to get nervous at all about how deep pitchers are going on this staff into games? Like the seven innings used to be like a rare thing to celebrate on this team, and now it's par for the course. And you get disappointed when Morton or Cole or anybody goes out after the sixth inning. The one saving grace is that the games are more spread out this year, and that guys are getting an extra day of rest a lot of times just because it's baked into the schedule. So I suppose maybe you shouldn't worry that much about it. And it certainly was able to help the bullpen get their feet underneath them. But I think wondered, like, now that the bullpen has got their feet underneath them, do you start to maybe peel back a little bit?
I only get nervous about pitch count.
Yeah.
There are baseball studies that show that the thing that matters with pitcher health is not innings, but it's pitch count. So the only thing I'd be kind of wary of is, you know, Verlander was great last Wednesday with a complete game shutout of the Angels. He threw 118 pitches.
Yeah.
You know, I would kind of monitor that. But as a general answer to your question, no, I'm not worried about that.
Lance the other night, how many did Lance get the other night? He stayed under 100, did he not?
Yeah, I think
it was seven innings. It was 96 or something.
Yeah, I think it was 98, like right there. But if the pitch count's okay, then I'm not going to be too nervous. Coming up at the top of the hour, we have our craft beer and Dynamo giveaway. So get ready for that. Plus, here's the big picture with the Rockets. And we have our five big questions with the Rockets, Texans, and Astros at 7:20. Big picture question at the top of the hour. If the Rockets lose this series in relatively uncompetitive fashion, is anybody going to care about this basketball team? Mad Radio, we grade Boomer Esiason in a Sports Minute right now.